Here in western Thailand, where the Mui River marks the Myanmar border, economists estimate trade at this key border crossing reached more than $1 billion last year. With Thailand's economy stalling following last year's coup, the ruling junta is focusing on boosting growth with development projects and free trade zone deals to increase cross-border trade. Here, a second bridge is under construction for heavy trucks, which backers hope could quickly double trade in Maysot. Meanwhile, there are ongoing efforts in Thailand's neutral territory to resolve the long-running conflict between ethnic rebels and the Myanmar military. Thai 4th Infantry Division Commander Naphon Ruanjan sees the investment, infrastructure, and talks as stepping stones to permanent peace.
The booming economy can help to solve the problems with all ethnic groups. This is a tool to speed up the talks. We opened the special economic zones for easier cross-border trading for both countries, opened the world economy to benefit everyone.
Incentives like tax breaks and quick work permits also have been introduced to attract business. And a recent trade fair promoting exporter potential has attracted ethnic business leaders like So Tin.
Recently, we've achieved peace in our area. Our region will start developing now as we have enough human resources and natural resources. Therefore, we need to put even more efforts toward the region's development.
Despite the economic investments, more than 120,000 Karen refugees are still languishing in 9 border camps without land back in Myanmar to return to. Some refugees, such as this man who fled Karen State 30 years ago, lost their land long ago. The man who declined to give his name said he received word that a Karen militia force aligned with the government resold the village land to Burmese businesses. For now, he can only see his former home from a Google map.
If we go back, the price of the land must be higher because it is close to the border and also the development area. So we think we cannot afford to buy it back, so we have to look for a new place where we can stay.
With the new investment, business is booming for some in Myanmar, but not for all. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA from Maysot, Thailand.